Thank you, Mr. Vice President. New Zealand welcomes this opportunity for dialogue with Kiribati on its human rights record. New Zealand commends Kiribati for its commitment to establish a national human rights institution to promote and protect human rights. New Zealand recommends that Kiribati continues efforts to protect and empower women and children, specifically in the areas of gender and family violence and maternal and child mortality. We further recommend that national planning specifically outlines measures to reduce family and gender violence, as well as maternal and child mortality. As a core part of protecting and empowering women and young people, New Zealand recommends that Kiribati works to improve access to sexual and reproductive services, information, and education. We recommend these efforts include support for appropriate sexual and reproductive health and rights programs and steps to develop comprehensive sexuality education programs. Finally, New Zealand welcomes Kiribati's commitments towards good governance and combating corruption to improve citizens' lives, as demonstrated by the government's hosting of the Pacific Unity Against Corruption Conference in February this year. New Zealand encourages Kiribati to build on this achievement by continuing to empower media as an important vehicle for transparency and public access to information. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.